Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
And here we go.
What's up, Podcast Land? Welcome back to the Smoky Shelter with your hosts,
Nick Lance and Phil.
Yep. Tonight we are back with the anticipated 2016 return of Jack Reacher and Never Go Back. I'm going to spoil a little bit and give some previews that I was not as happy with this movie as I was the first one. It did not live up to its predecessor. But we'll get into that a little bit later on. Big Lance, you want to run through a plot or you want me to read a quick IMDb plot just to get everybody up to date?
Get everybody up to date.
All right. After accomplishing the assignment of dismantling a human trafficking organization, the former military and drifter Jack Reacher goes to Washington to invite his liaison, Major Susan Turner, to have dinner with him. However, he meets her subtle Colonel Sam Morgan, who explains that Major Turner has been arrested and accused of espionage. Jack seeks out her veteran lawyer, Colonel Bob, that's what we're going to call him, who explains that Major Turner has also been accused of the murder of two soldiers in Afghanistan. Further, he also tells Jack that he is being sued.
All right, well, in actuality, this bitch is his pen pal from over in Afghanistan, I reckon.
Mm-hmm.
And these other people killed her men, and, you know, supposedly people that are on our side killed her men.
Right.
So Americans killed them.
Right.
Some espionage type shit, right?
Well, that's what they're accusing her of, is espionage. But it's all a setup.
Well,
and she is a pawn.
This movie goes in Jack Reacher, which is, they should have named this movie,
Just Never Go Back and left Jack Reacher off and just let Jack Reacher be the character.
They should have named it Once You Go Jack, You Never Go Back.
Yeah, that's right.
And I don't know, Jack Reacher, when it comes on, man, you're like, that's the Jack Reacher I know.
Mm-hmm.
You're fucking in a little fucking diner in the middle of nowhere, South fucking nowhere, America. Like, you're in Alabama or fucking some shit. Fucking mount me hats on these fucking state troopers and shit coming up or whatever they are. A sheriff's department. And they got fucking immigrants living on their fucking military land or whatever.
Yeah.
And Jack Reacher's done beat the shit out. When the movie comes on, it's like police walk up to some fucking bodies laying on the ground, fucking rolling around bloody and shit. And big old crowd standing around and they're like, what happened? Guy come in here and beat the shit out of four of them. He just went in there and started eating dinner afterward. He's still in there.
Now, this guy did have an actual accent, but not quite as deep south as what you're putting on it.
Well, then he goes in there and he's like, what's your name, son? Jack Reacher, well, you're arrested for blah, 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 and they handcuff him. He's like, 30 seconds, two things are going to happen, young man. That phone over there is going to ring. Then you're going to be handcuffed in these handcuffs.
All right. Now, Jack Reacher does not have a southern accent at all. So that don't fit. But, yeah, go ahead. Continue.
He's like, what the fuck ever, boy? You're going to jail. And then it was a ring. And I'm like, man, this movie is going to be just as badass as the first one, right? Am I right?
You're right, man. You are.
That was the fucking perfect scene from the fucking first.
Right now, I'm digging this movie, and I'm like, hell yeah.
I can see it. I can see him.
This shit is going to be just as good as the first one or better.
You know what? Some of the action scenes was just as good, and I will say that, man. Like, when he's fucking in there and he's taking that little sergeant or colonel or whatever he is that's taking him into prison, and he takes him in his room and he beats the shit out of him, and he's putting his jacket on while he's fucking beating the shit out of him. Mm-hmm. He's taking his jacket off, putting his one sleeve in while the other guy still got his sleeve in, beating the shit out of him, putting his other sleeve in. You know what I mean?
And the other guy had his jacket on by the end of it.
And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? That was some Jack Reacher ass shit. You know what I mean? There's some good Jack Reacher ass shit going on there.
Now, I'm not taking don't get me wrong. I'm not saying this movie sucked, because this movie did not, quote, quote,
you know
suck.
What this movie missed?
It just was not as good. They
you know
tried
what would have made this
themselves.
Movie badass?
What?
Some good 90s music.
Hold that thought.
Because that little girl, if she would have been like, I'm retro, bitch. I'm retro. I like 90s shit. If she would have been playing some 90s shit, she would have been so cool in this movie. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, man. But no, seriously, I thought this movie was going to be at least as good, if not better. But from this point, it starts to slowly make...
I think the next one could be really good.
Turn upside down into a frown.
I think that the next one could be really good.
Here's the problem.
I like how they're not trying to make Tom Cruise look like a young guy.
Right. He's older.
He's older. He takes his shirt off. He looks like a really good fit older man.
Right.
But, I mean,
he
really,
looks like an older man.
Really fucking good fit for 54, dude. Look at our dad and look at him.
But can I tell you something, though? Listen, seriously.
Look at me and look at him.
This is the problem with this movie. They didn't try to up their game, man. They just really just did another kind of story like the first one.
I think 90s music would have did it for them.
I think bigger and better. If they learn from their mistakes the third one
I really think
a lot better story. I just didn't care
really
the storyline of two.
Our society in life, we don't care about nothing but music and good dialogue and good action scenes. If they would have added that to it, it would have made for a 10-time better movie. Just like fucking Guardians of the Galaxy. If the music wasn't there,
different kind of movie.
But seriously, if the music wasn't there, it would not have been as good of a movie.
It would have taken away.
Star Trek, if the music wasn't there, it would not have been quite as good of a movie.
Okay. I'll give you this. 90s music would have made the movie better because I'd have felt the movie more.
Nostalgia brings a lot to
the
table.
It still wouldn't have made it better than the first one, and it still would have made it a disappointment. At this point, I mean, I was expecting it. I was expecting better. I mean, but this sequel didn't live up. So, I mean, I'm not as big on it. And this is kind of my review right now. I like the movie in a sense that it's not something that repulses me to watch. I mean, I enjoyed watching it, but I was really hoping that they was going to step their game up, and they didn't.
I just want to mention one little good scene in it, or a good little callback in the show, is where he's like, it's pretty close to the beginning of the movie.
Right.
Where he and them guys are telling him or whatever, and he walks out and he's like, "Hey, how you doing?" And he punches through the fucking window and knocks the guy out. When he punches through the window, he grabs him and grabs his gun off of him and points it at the other guy, and he says, "I don't like to be followed." And the other guy says, I'm sorry, or whatever he says, and then he's like, "We'll leave you alone," or whatever, and he fucking... I don't know what he does. He fucking takes the gun, he breaks it up, and he throws it in the trash can.
Yeah, yeah. And that was a good part.
Then,
I enjoyed that. That was a real Jack Reacher part.
And then he's following his daughter, or his so-called daughter.
Somebody told him that was his illegitimate daughter, and so he's checking her out.
And then he watches her steal some shit from the supermarket and all that shit. And then... he walks outside, and she's sitting in there in the alleyway watching him walk by. And he walks by, and she says, "I don't like to be followed."
I seen that, too. I was like father, like daughter.
Yeah, it was a little callback.
Yeah, it was cool. That was cool. I did enjoy that. And again, I'm not saying this movie sucks. I'm just saying I was hoping that it was going to step it up and be one of those movies that the sequel's better than the first. but instead of doing going incline, it went decline. I'm hoping the third one they go, oh fuck, we really need to step it up, and the third one is kick ass.
Do you hate that you watched this movie?
No. I mean,
do you? It wasn't as good as the first one. We'll say that right off the rip.
No.
But does it still tie into the first one? Still go along with the
same character
plot?
I mean, same character. It's a whole different story.
They
don't even call back to the first one.
I'm going to tell you a scene.
They don't even call back to anything that happened in the first movie.
I'm going to tell you a scene that you probably didn't recognize.
They didn't connect them together well
they did
at all.
They did to me for some odds, and I'm going to tell you one of them.
Go for it.
Something that you probably didn't catch.
What?
Right when his lawyer's in there talking to him, and she's like, I'm not going to help you do shit. And he's like, well, I didn't do this and all this. And she's like, well, I don't give a fuck. And he's like, well, I'm sorry for talking to you like that. I'm having a little diabetes problem right now. I need some sugar. Go get me a sandwich. She goes out of the room, and then he tells the sergeant that's standing at the door, he's like, we're done here. And he walks out, and he goes to get the girl out of prison. He fucking, before he walks out, he tells her, I need a sandwich. She leaves her purse there. What does he do? Takes all her money out of her wallet. He goes to her purse, takes her wallet, takes all her money out. Because you know what? He don't have a job. He's just a drifter on the run. He fucking steals every car he sees, steals every bit of money he sees. He's just a piece of shit criminal, really. Jack Reacher ain't nothing but a piece of shit criminal. He's just like his daughter that's on the run shoplifting from this fucking supermarket. I bet that's what Jack Reacher does at night. Every night he goes to a different supermarket and he gets the best ribs or the best steak he can find. And he goes to
shoves them down his pants.
He goes and sees a fucking whore from a fucking nice little fucking hotel, and he's like, let's eat some steak, bitch. And he goes and eats a nice steak dinner with this whore that's already got a room at this nice hotel every night. And this is how he lives every night. I guarantee you, he lives a high life of stealing steaks and stealing gas money every chance he can get.
I said it in the original. I agree with you. I said it in the original, and I'll say it again.
He's a drifter on the
This
road.
Is
Pony Boy.
Grand Theft Auto, the movie.
Hey. Yeah.
Jack Reacher is Grand Theft Auto.
It really is.
Because if he needs a car, he just grabs a car. If he needs money, he punches somebody and takes their money.
I didn't
or steals
see
their
as
money.
Much of that in this movie. But,
a lot more
but
in the first
one. That is a callback when he steals the money out of her wallet,
mm-hmm.
because that's just money on the road.
Yeah,
he
yeah,
needs money yeah, for the yeah. road.
You're right. All right, well,
that's all he takes out of her pocketbook.
Did he take her
money out of her pocketbook, and he leaves and kidnaps that woman from prison, and they go on the run together, his little fucking pen pal.
You're right. Did you do your rating interview, or was I doing mine?
Was we doing rating interview?
I think I was rating this movie. Well, okay, I was reviewing
do
it.
Yours,
okay.
Do yours,
so now, I did a review. My rating on this movie, I'm going to give it I'm going to go with a 7. Like I did this very last episode we just did.
That's not bad, though.
I feel like, honestly, I'm giving a little bit again, because a 6.7 or 6.8 would have been suffice. But I refuse to do that if I don't have to. So I'm going to try to round up or down. I'm going to go a 7. Give it a 7.
All right. Well,
I don't remember what I gave the first Jack Reacher.
Say,
but I feel like I gave Jack Reacher at least an 8. Didn't I give Jack 8 is great?
Yeah, I believe you gave it an 8 or an
8.5. 8 or 8.5.
I'll listen to it again because I want to listen to a bunch of our old shit again.
Well, hey, every time you listen to an episode, pay attention to what our rating and reviews are. And tell me,
hey,
because
I'll tell you
that
what,
shit
man.
Changes, you know. I
Guys,
know
if you
want
to know some of my favorite of our podcasts, because I listen to them
sure.
on a weekly basis. Sometimes I listen to some of them twice because I really loved them. I really loved our Predator series. I really did. I go back and listen to our
I
Predator.
I thought it was all right, too.
I really go back and
the
listen.
The movies wasn't great, but us talking about
I've
them
I've listened
cool.
to each one of them at least twice, some
awesome.
Of them three times.
Wow. Okay.
The Predator series. And I really didn't think
Check
I
that
was...
out, Podcast Land, the Predator
but
series.
But I love Sorry. Arnold, and we reference Arnold in all of them. So each one of them are awesome, dude. And I really love our sausage party.
Yeah.
I really do.
I hadn't listened to that one in a while. I need to go back and listen
sausage
to that
Sausage party
one.
Is a yeah. really good one
I need
that
to go
we've
back and
done.
Listen to that one.
And also, Jack Reacher was a good one. I've listened to it twice. I've listened to it again. And it holds up. Our podcast holds up.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
So this one, I'm hoping this one holds up and people listen to it a couple times.
What about the Star Trek series? You didn't enjoy them?
I did. I listened to Into Darkness twice and I listened to Beyond twice.
The first one you only listened to
and once. I listened to My Bloody Valentine twice.
Was it good? I mean, was it better
some
than
some of yours
time?
That I really don't think are good movies?
Made good podcasts.
It does. They make good podcasts. Just because me and you, you know, we argue a little bit and man, I love our dialogue in our podcast. Yeah. It's awesome,
dude.
Can I tell you
when I listen to our shows?
Yeah.
All day long now, I'm listening to, you know, when I'm in the car riding or whatever, I'm listening to...
Do you listen to our podcast?
Well, I'm fixing
on the road.
I'm fixing to tell you. When I'm riding down the road, back and forth to work and shit like that, and I have time to listen throughout the day, I listen to... some of my favorite podcasts, not ours, but like different podcasts I listen to. And I'll plug a few of them. Now Playing, which is an awesome podcast. What Say You with Sal and Q, awesome podcast. There's several more, and I'll get into them a little later because I don't mind plugging some of these shows. But I listen to ours right before I go to bed.
I really like the movie, man. People want to give it a shitty review, and it ain't as good as the first one. I will tell you now, it is not as good as the first one. But it was a lot better than a lot of movies I've seen.
Yeah.
It kept my attention, and I watched the movie because I fucking adored the first one. I am a Tom Cruise fan now.
I am too.
I love Tom Cruise.
I do too.
He's... one of the best actors ever.
He is. He fucking is.
Can I say that?
Yeah.
And not be a sellout?
I don't like Tom Cruise.
Am I a sellout?
But here's the problem. No. Here's the problem.
And he's a real person. Listen to his Chris Hardwick podcast, yeah. Tom Cruise. He is a real person. He comes out very genuine.
All right. Can I say something?
Sure.
I don't like Tom Cruise.
But I love
Tom Cruise movies, man.
You love his acting.
And we need to do...
Give me the money!
Nope. You fucked it up. So I'm going to come in with, show me the money!
Whatever.
All right, anyway. Yeah, man.
The human head weighs 8 pounds.
Yeah, that's a whole different conversation. Have you seen that fucker lately? He's grown and like, boom, all like beefed up and shit.
I watched a movie he was in the other day. About podcasts.
All right.
He was a podcaster.
Rating and review.
He was a podcaster.
Yeah. You need to watch Tusk.
He was a podcaster in Tusk.
No, he wasn't. That was Justin Long and
him.
And Harry Osman, or the guy from fucking Sixth Sense. I see dead people.
Same kid.
No, it ain't.
But they look alike.
No, they don't.
They remind you of each other.
They remind you of each other. Rating and review. Come on, let's get this ball rolling, bitch.
I'm gonna give this fucking movie a 8. And I believe I gave the first one like an 8.5 or 8.7.
Okay, so you think it's pretty close to the first one.
Yes.
A little lower. Okay. All right, let's move on to the game portion of the Smokey
Fuck
Shelter.
Everybody else's opinion.
And tonight we are doing Budget versus Box Office on Jack Reacher.
Can I get an update on the last one?
Oh, yeah, good call.
I want to say they put 150 million or 100 million. 100 to 150 million on the first one, budget. They did some good action scenes, good car scenes, good explosions, good fucking shootouts. 150 million.
All right, they did 60 million budget on the first one. And you should have remembered that. They grossed 58 million. So they lost money. They lost $2 million. They only did 15 opening weekend. They lost $2 million. Why the fuck did they do a part two?
They lost $2 million?
Budget was $60 million. They grossed $58.6 million. So about $1.5 million.
They didn't have no explosions on the second one. They didn't do no big, huge scenes.
All right. Well, what you think? I'm sorry I interrupted you.
I think they put $48 million on the second one.
Oh, my God. What? 48 million?
I said that.
60 million.
They went from 68 to 60?
No, they went from 60 in the first one to 60 in the second one. The second one got just as much money as the first one did.
Because Tom Cruise, they ain't going to deny Tom Cruise money. They're not going to deny Tom Cruise money.
No, but they didn't give him any more. They gave the exact same amount, $60 million, for the production of both of them.
It's worth it just to have a Tom Cruise
movie. What did they gross on?
In the long run, it'll pay off.
All right. Well, they grossed to $58 million in the first one. What did they gross in the second one, Big Lance?
That gross what in the first one?
$58 million. They lost $2 million.
Oh, just $2 million. They earned it in after selling it to Netflix and all that shit.
All right, possibly.
You know they will. Redbox, all that shit they sell it to. They make the money in the long run.
You're right. All right. So $2 million loss in the first one. They spent
In box office.
Yeah, in box office. They spent $60 million on the first one, made $58 million, lost $2 million. In the second one, they also spent $60 million. They made
$72 million.
$58 million. They lost $2 million.
What?
I know, that's just crazy. I
really wasn't far off.
But I had to go back and make sure I didn't have the same page pulled up twice. Jack Reacher 2012 spent $60 million, made $58.6 million.
What do you think they made?
Wait,
in the
but
long
I don't.
Run?
Let me say this. I don't know.
They should say Redbox and other sales, Amazon Prime sales, and all that.
Okay. Let me say this, please. $60 million in the first one. $58.6 million is what they made. $60 million in the second one. $58.3 million is what they made. I mean, they were literally $300,000 off of each other from being exactly the fucking same to the dollar. That is not fucking insane irony.
It is.
But if they make a third one, they are fucking stupid.
You know what that
apparently
is.
No one cares about this show.
Listen, because they're making it in the long run. But listen, you know what Tom Cruise is? Persistent. He will be persistent on his price. He will make his money off his movie. And I guarantee you in the long run, it makes way over that. You sell it to Netflix for $3 million. All right, you made $1 million. All right, you sell it to Amazon Prime for $2 million. All right, you made $2 million profit. You sell it to fucking Hulu for $1 million. You sell it to Crackle for $500,000. You sell it. You keep selling it. They got contracts. If Netflix buys it, he says, okay, you can't sell it to nobody else for 6 months. Okay? Then Amazon got it. Can't sell it to nobody else for 3 months. Then Hulu's got it. You can't sell it to nobody else. And then Crackle's got it. You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
It keeps going.
I understand how video
people
streaming
keep
works.
People keep buying the DVDs. The money never stops.
We're just talking budget versus box.
Eventually, Walmart's selling it for $5 with a 3 fucking DVD package. You know what I mean?
We're just talking budget.
Okay, well, eventually, Walmart's selling it for a 3 package with every Jack Reacher there is for $5.
Well, dude.
Now you're making 3 cents a fucking DVD, but you're still making money.
I bought it on Vudu as a 2-bundle pack for $14.99 when it was pre-ordered.
So they're making money.
So they're still making money, no doubt. But my point is, the game is budget versus box office, not budget versus
a lot of these
every
people,
dollar it made from now till the day.
But they made
humanity leaves.
What I'm getting at is the movie makes a profit in the end, and they make their back end deal on it either way.
I know this, and you know this, and podcasts.
They get
this.
Paid for it every fucking 6 months. They get a fat ass check for
royalty
it.
Royalty checks keep coming in. Yeah, let's get into the name game. All electronic devices off.
Name game.
All electronic devices off. All
right, go for it.
Y'all flying?
Scorny Weaver.
Let's see. Jack Reacher 2 was your pick, right?
It was yours. John Wick was mine.
What about the other two movies?
Martian and...
was mine.
Goodwill was yours.
You're right. Jack Reacher's mine. Your pick. Your choice.
I'm going to go...
That makes me even sadder that this movie is my pick.
I mean, I
should have let it be your pick.
I don't really know anybody on the movie, we'll go back with I think we've done it before, Tom Cruise. Let's do it again.
No, we've already done Tom Cruise.
But I don't remember it.
We did Tom Cruise on the first Jack Reacher. No, we didn't.
We didn't even play this game when we did Jack Reacher.
You're fucking right. The name game.
Let's do it.
Tom Cruise. All right, well, you picked Tom Cruise, so it's on me. Oh, wow. We got a bunch of movies to choose from here.
Oh.
Well, obviously, I got to pick Jack Reacher.
Well, I'll go The Outsiders.
You should have left that one off because that's not one that was on my forefront.
I got more than that on your forefront.
Edge of Tomorrow, which we did an episode on. Check that shit out, boys
Top
and girls.
Gun.
Top Gun 2. No.
They need to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been a better movie than Never Go Back.
It would have.
New airplanes. He's 60 years old, still in the fucking Air Force. What? This movie fucking makes me want to wet my pants.
That's kind of where I got the Edge of Tomorrow vibe. If that shit would have happened to Maverick.
This movie wants me to wet my pants. All right,
so
I'm getting wet.
Okay. So let's see. Is it back on me? Because you said Top Gun, right?
That's right.
Mission Impossible.
Back to the Future. No, I'm just playing. He kind of reminds me of an old Michael J. Fox.
Marty McFly. Yeah, okay. So it's on you.
What'd you say?
Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible 2.
Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
Is that number 4?
I don't know which number
Mission
that is.
Mission Impossible 3, because that's just Mission Impossible 3.
Mission Impossible Never Go Back. No, yeah. I'm just playing.
I think that's 4 is Ghost Protocol.
I think it's good, yeah. Or 5. There may
be
another
one. There's so many.
I ain't never watched any of them.
It's like the Die Hard. They just keep going.
Just die already.
They die. Mission Impossible. It's over.
Die Hard 20.
It was impossible the first time. Get over it.
Now it's just fucking plausible.
Yes. yeah.
Die Hard 22.
Myth busted.
Just fucking die already. Oh, fuck, man. Tom
Bruce
Cruise.
Willis died.
Tropic Thunder.
This is going to be a long podcast.
Yeah, this is going to be a long game.
Tropic Thunder. Oh, my God. He specifically said, I want to have fat fingers in this movie. And Ben Stiller said, I don't think we can do fat fingers in this movie. And he said, I'm not doing this movie unless we do fat fingers because I'm portraying a certain fucking director who is a fucking a producer who is a fucking asshole, and we're doing this.
And I'm going to be that guy.
And I'm being that guy. And he said, okay, we'll do this. And it made,
made
the fucking
fat
movie.
Fingers. Hey, Podcast Land, check out our Tropic Thunder episode, which is the first ever aired movie review that buddied up with The Burbs.
Well,
so that's a double feature. Check that episode out at SmokeShow.com.
Tom Cruise, I'm going to go Interview with a Vampire.
Nice. I didn't even think of that one. Starting to get down to the nitty gritty now. I'm going to go with Cocktail.
Vanilla Sky.
Ooh, yeah, Minority Report.
Chocolate.
Is that what it's called?
It's called Chocolate. But it's like France. It's like chocolate.
Okay.
chocolate. That's what it is. The E silent. Chocolate.
Days of Thunder.
Tom Cruise. Plays in Risky Business.
That one just popped in my head, and then you said it, you son of a fuck shit.
Great minds think alike.
Damn, he's been in some more movies.
I got one more.
What is it?
Nope.
I feel like he's got another fucking franchise besides Jack Reacher and fucking
Mission
Impossible.
He probably does. No one here. He's got Edge of Tomorrow just fitting to come out with a part 2.
Is it? Oh, my God. I hope
but
it does.
But we don't know the name of it. It might be Live Free, Die. Or what is it?
Live, Die, Repeat. It might be.
Ooh,
it might be Edge of Yesterday.
I know another one.
It might be Edge of Yesterday.
I got two more.
Then you win. I'm out.
He plays in Oblivion.
Oh, Oblivion. I never watched that.
And he plays in The Legend.
The Legend. With the devil. Tim Curry was the devil. Yeah, I remember that movie.
I almost want to say The Labyrinth, but it was kind of weird like that.
That was Billy Joel.
But it was kind of weird like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was.
It had like creatures and shit in it.
That's the kind of movies Chelsea likes.
She loves The Legend.
She loves The Legend. She loves The Labyrinth.
You know what I like? The Princess Bride.
Yeah, that was on Netflix.
The Princess Bride.
We watched that with the kids. They like that.
With what was his name?
Fred Savage and the guy from Saw. Andre the Giant. I mean, I'm naming off all the
guys. But who was the main character?
Cary Elwes.
Is that his name? The guy who played in
the first Saw movie.
The guy who played in
Robin Hood, Men in Tights. Yeah, he was also.
What's his name?
Cary Elwes.
I feel like I would have knew his name, but that name don't come to
the
mind.
The name's Cary Elwes, but he was also in Saw. He was the guy who sawed his
leg off. He was in Saw.
I tried to tell
you. He was in Saw.
That's a retrospective. He's a good.
You know who he reminds me of? He could play like a fucking new. What was the movie with the Stan? Not Stan, but the guy who. What the fuck was that movie? Where the guy turns into a bunch of people. When he breaks the glass, he turns into a bunch of the people.
Bill Campbell. Army of Darkness.
He could do a Bill Campbell, you think? he could do a new Into the Darkness.
Who are you talking about?
That guy from Saw. He's that corny of a person.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. But Bill Campbell, yeah, he's
But
still
you know the guy good. From Matchsticks, man.
But you know Bill Campbell's the guy who reminds me of Would You Rather.
What?
The guy from Would You Rather.
All right, but Bill
That's
Campbell.
That's who that fucking Bill reanimator Campbell, motherfucker.
Bill Campbell's doing the new Starz show, which is, it's been out since like 2015-16. What is it?
I don't fucking know.
Evil Dead. It's the Evil Dead Starz show.
I know he did Evil Dead, the TV series, versus Ash versus the Evil Dead.
Ash versus the Evil Dead. He's doing that on Starz.
Starz. Okay. The show Starz.
All right. And it's like his show of Evil Dead. What is it?
It's the continuation of the Evil Dead series.
All right. And it is badass, dude. It's badass. It reminds me of Legion when it comes on. The first movie, Legion. You seen Legion?
No.
Watch it.
Okay. Put it on the list.
Let's put it on the list next week.
We're moving on to Stump the Chump, and I'm finna stump this fucking chump. I'm finna stump
you,
chump.
Damn, are we still on this?
Yeah, I'm finna stump you, chump. I got this right now.
I got a long one. You ready for mine, or you want to do yours?
Bring it.
All right. Mine is a quote, and it's by three actors.
Okay.
Zach Mazurki, Frankie, what is going on? Frankie, dude. Pause. Zach Mazurki. Oh, man. Elvis Schmitz. All right. You ready? Let's do this. Zach Mazurki. Oh, man, please. I didn't do anything. Elvis Schmitz. Move it. Shut the fuck up, Zach Mazurki. I swear to God, please. Frankie Ballenbarcher, relax. Zach Mazurski, Frankie, please.
Alpha Dogs.
You got it.
I know I did.
You didn't even watch that part, did you?
I know my facts.
Okay. You got
Podcast Land, that was a movie that I only watched about half of and then fell asleep. And had to review the second half on Wikipedia. All right,
I'm gonna give you Olivia Mazursky. My son was murdered over $1,200.
You ready for mine now?
True story. Her son was murdered over
$1,200. Oh, that was based
on true story? Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I don't even know if we mentioned that in the podcast.
I think we did.
Check out that episode, guys, on Alpha Dogs at thesmokyshelter.com. Okay, you ready for mine? Stump the chump. This is, it's trivia, okay?
All right.
Towards the end of the movie, when the main character and his girlfriend are trying to have sex, the song Slither by Tech N9ne is playing, and the video is also on television. The song appeared on the album Absolute Power, which was released in 2002. And if you want, I will find you another trivia question on
I
that.
I want you to say that one more time.
Towards the end of the movie, when the main character and his girlfriend are trying to have sex, the song Slither by Tech N9ne is playing, and the video is on television. The song appeared on the album Absolute Power, which was released in 2002.
I almost wanted to say Deadpool or something, but I know we didn't put that one out.
And it would... I always take my picks off of Podomatic, which is our site, podomatic.com/thesmokeashelter.
You didn't last time. You took it off Patreon.
No, I didn't. It's still on. I was on behind the scenes.
All right, say the first one again.
Towards the end of the movie, when the main character and his girlfriend are trying to have sex, the song Slither by Tech N9ne is playing, and the video is on television. The song appeared on the album Absolute Power, which was released in 2002. All right,
give me another one.
Okay.
We've got like 60, 76, something like 72 or something like that fucking podcast out now.
Yeah, it's so getting harder. The more we do, the harder it's going to get.
It's getting a little harder.
All right. At this particular character of the movie's house, a promo poster for the Xbox game Men of Valor is on his fridge. Men of Valor was released October 19th of 2004. This film is set in 1999.
1999, that's a good fucking...
Clue.
99, let's see what movies come out in 99.
I'll give you a third final hint if you
want
one.
For it.
If you want it now or later.
Go for it.
All right. When the antagonist gets into a fight at the party while looking for the bad guy, he is hit with a glass bottle and his head begins to bleed.
21 Jump Street.
Final answer.
22 Jump Street.
Final answer?
21 Jump Street.
Final answer? There is no blood or any damage that he was hit by a bottle. Your mind's going to be fucking blown when I tell you what this shit is.
It is. Scouts.
I'm going to give you. You made two options, 21 and 22. I'm giving you three bats. One more. Strike out. If you get this, you get the win. I swear to God. Even though it's taking you three swings at it.
Bad Santa.
Wrong.
Okay.
Alpha Dogs.
What the fuck? Did you have that before I had mine?
Yep.
Are you serious?
I found mine, but I didn't want to give it to
you. You already looked at mine, huh?
The only reason I knew yours is because I had scrolled through them and I'd seen some of those names like Mazisky and fucking True Love and all
I
that.
I don't think I said True Love.
I don't know.
I wouldn't
True
have
Love.
Gave away True Love. I wouldn't have gave away
but
Johnny
you said,
True Love.
You said Jake Vazinski and you said some
Elvis.
Of them.
I said
and
Elvis.
Yeah. You said those and those were showing up in the ones I was looking at. So I was like, Alpha Dogs, shut the fuck up. But either way, I win that game because we just happen to be on the same one at the same time. But how awesome. Great minds think alike. Again tonight. We picked the same goddamn movie.
Yeah.
Wow. So anyway, we're going to double plug Alpha Dogs. Check it out. You will
it
like
really,
that movie.
It was a good episode.
It's got Justin Timberlake in it. And he's a pretty good actor.
It does. He is a good actor.
And we talk a lot of shit in that movie, so go check it out.
It's a good episode.
One word. Jack Reacher. Never go back. One word.
Cruise.
All right, cruise. Okay. I'm going with blah. It just blah. It just wasn't. I was expecting better, and I got blah.
All right.
So that was it. All right. guys, we hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, like us on Facebook. Follow us
seven
on Twitter. I think it was blah compared to the first one. We're on Podomatic. We're on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating. Give us a review. Anywhere you find us. Pocket Cast, Podomatic, Podbean, Player.fm. We're on some Spanish shit.
Twitter's on Twitter.
Jim? We're on something called like IOZIO or some shit. .com. I found it the other day on Google, dude. And when you go to it, it's our podcast, just like we are on everything else. But everything's translated into
Spanish. Are you serious?
I swear to God.
That's good.
I mean, it's just like Pocket Cast or iTunes or Podomatic.
Is it a Spanish person saying it?
No. If you go, I don't know. I got to go listen to it. See if they translate.
This
if
is
they
not our personalities.
Oh man!
It's like people saying he said. That's it's not like the way we're saying it, though. I'm saying it's like...
I don't know about that. I hadn't listened to it.
No, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis.
So they just count?
I'm just saying they say the words the way they say it.
I get it.
The way we're saying
it's not that.
It's subtitles.
I feel like it's not that.
It's not giving our dialogue.
It's not subtitles because you can't see it. I feel like it takes you to the actual... podcast.
He said it like these.
Just all the writing on the page is in Spanish. All right, but anyway, guys, check us out everywhere. We also got a Patreon site. On our Patreon site, you can donate a little bit, a few dollars here
what
and there,
if I...
and get a whole bunch of free shit just by donating to our cause.
That's right.
What if you what?
What if I... You know how I do accents and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're not saying he's doing Mark Hamill impression right now. So they don't know that in Spanish. They're like, he's speaking. They're not saying he's speaking in an English accent right now.
Do you realize they're not doing that? They're not dubbing over our language.
But they're listening to us say, they're not doing this. They're like, where's he being an English accent at? Where's his English accent? Let me find it in the...
You think there are two Mexicans...
Hey, Batman!
You think there are two Mexicans that are talking and saying what we're saying and dubbing out? No.
They're hearing
what we're saying right now.
Oh, and they got to read it.
What are they looking at? It's podcast. It's audio, not video.
Oh, well, then I thought you said it was Mexicans and they...
When you go to the site, it says the name of the movie in Spanish. It says the description of the movie in Spanish.
But you hear it's in English. I thought it translated.
No.
That's what we need to create, an app that translates podcasts for people.
All right, guys, we are done tonight. Any last words, Big Lance?
What did I say a while ago?
I don't fucking know.
All right, then. Follow us on www.thesmokyshelter.com.
Later.
Why so serious?
Dance off, bro. Me and you. Goddamn rec room, didn't you, you bastard?
Time to nut up or shut up.
You no trouble. Me, fifth element. Supreme being. Me, protect you. Sleep.
Some goddamn... Some Matchbox 20.
Get it, bop, bop, bop,
some Matchbox 20, some Bush, some fucking good old Gwyneth Paltrow.
Dude, I just think I found our background song.
I like it. You know how many 90s babies, how many 80s babies are like that shit?
Right. 90s kids, boy.